Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have one of our favorite guests on. We're going to have Daniel Turner on here in just a few minutes as soon as I get my little speech out and we have a prayer first. So let's do that. For such a time as this, oh Lord, you alone are truth, life, the light of the world. You alone are freedom. And you alone give us liberty. Your grace, your sacrifices, they set us free. In you we are free indeed. This world is full of the deceptions of the evil one. Oh, protect us, Abba Father. May we have eyes that see and ears that truly hear. Grant us the gift of discernment that we can sift through all the rhetoric of our day and know the truth. Forgive us for our timid ways, for caving to those who are perverted. May we always look to you for strength and courage. Make us your instrument for peace, and may we always show your love in our walk. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. What do Coach Kennedy and Elon Musk have in common? They are both fighting for free speech. Coach Kennedy lost his job because he took a knee in prayer at the 50-yard line after the football games. Prayer is on trial. You need to understand there is no such thing as separation of church and state. You are free under the First Amendment. The state must stay out of the church. That is the separation, not your faith out of the state or the free exercise thereof. Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other, John Adams said. Does that sound to you like the intentions for the Founding Fathers was that for no religious or faith in our government? Government is in the wrong when it prohibits your free exercise of faith. Prayer, the 501(c)(3) or not, in and out of our schools, preaching on the street corner, prayer in Congress? Don't they do that? Be it an amen or an a woman, crazy woke lost man. Free speech will cause chaos, they say. The left is against free speech. They prefer controlled speech. But our First Amendment words it exactly like this. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, concentrate on free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The scripture says in John 8:44, you are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Speaking of the devil, here's who they're speaking of. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Why free speech is dangerous to the powers that be? So they must fight it by deception, by taking your rights away. But the truth will set you free. So Jesus said, who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter, because that is what free speech means, and that's a quote from Elon Musk. While the left know exactly what they are doing by controlling speech and censoring conservatives and or leaving out truth from the news, their followers seem to be clueless. It's difficult for me to fathom the idiocy of those followers. They actually fear truth and prefer servanthood over freedom and independence. It seems to be that they truly do not want to be free. Many are now promising to leave Twitter, but we've heard these promises before, leaving the country if Trump was elected in 2016, but they failed to go. We would have been much freer without them. They truly are the Chicken Littles of this world. They believe in a false utopia, and they believe at this time, at the same time that the sky is falling. They live in a virtual state of fear. They are doomsday disciples. They believe in the absolute worst of Trump, even though he has been proven innocent of the crimes for which he was impeached. They cannot stand him because of his mean tweets. Yet their vulgar language and nonsense predictions are what keep them going. They live on the edge of their own fantasy world, packed with illusions and no truth. Refusing to even look at the corruption of the Biden family's compromise, foreign affairs, for profit and power. Where do you stand on truth? If we take a truly close common sense look at what's happening in our government, I think we'd have to say we are no longer free. If we have no truth, then we are not free. Today's guest is Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. You know, I wrote down, Daniel, that truth powers our future. And you're standing for truth and common sense. And, you know, it amazes me what's going on right now with the oil prices, the climate change, and this debate over the First Amendment, whether it should be public or not, when it specifically says public. But anyway, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. We've missed you.
Oh, thank you, Beth Ann. I have missed being on with you. It's just been an incredibly busy period for me, and I've missed being on your show. But great to be with you today. And these are some great issues, right? This is, you know, the saddest thing is that most Americans are unable to engage in these issues in a serious way because our education system has failed them. So
A
lot of anger. Yeah, there's a lot of emotion. But you see people who are saying, you know, the First Amendment doesn't protect you or give you the right to lie. And that's a great philosophical question. Do you have the right to lie in America? And of course, we would all agree lies are bad, right? But do you have the right to tell falsehoods? And it raises a bunch of really interesting philosophical questions. But unfortunately, so many people engaging in this are just uneducated. They're angry. Ooh, there's so much anger out there. And they're not able to talk about this in a really rational and intellectual way. And it's unfortunate because we just see knee-jerk reactions of emotion, and it's not a very good way to run a country.
It's crazy with the left. I mean, they're going bonkers over free speech. I mean, it's just absolute crazy. And as far as lying, you know, when you brought that up, doesn't the court call that perjury? They're against lying in the courts.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's that's a great answer right there. The courts have established that certain things are lies and are not legal. But that doesn't mean it's the same thing as going on Twitter and saying the sky is green. Do you have the right to say that? And it's funny, Twitter would put me in Twitter jail because of claims against climate change and climate science and experts who agree. And that's an accusation of you're spreading misinformation or disinformation. And that's the new beloved phrase. Rarely do they use the word lying because that admits there's an objective truth that we can all totally. Yes.
Perfect. That's why they use the word science, believe in the science instead of believe in the lies. You and I believe in science, but we believe in putting the data together, not just those scientists that are paid for with grants from the government to come up with certain data, making the data. I mean, they always say a good accountant can really move that pencil to where it looks one way over another. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. I do want to know what's going on in the oil world and what's happening there. But I believe that this First Amendment is first and foremost in everything because we see the deceptions even in the oil prices and the oil industry, our energy, our future. We see a lot of untruth. So I think the First Amendment's very important. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner, our Power of the Future. Without him, we would not be here. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, the left doesn't want any free speech for the coach. They don't want any free speech for the parents. They should not be free to raise their children in the way that they should. They feel best with their faith. And no free speech for the climate change deniers. You know, so, you know, it goes on and on what they don't want free speech for. But their lies and their propaganda, they believe in that freedom.
Yeah. The interesting thing about watching the meltdown of the left, and especially the activist leftists about Twitter purchased by Elon Musk, is you get a real understanding of their belief that it belongs to them, right? Like, this was our platform, and we allowed you conservatives and you Trump people, we allowed you on it, and, you know, with certain words. Exactly. As long as you behave, as long as you don't say anything too crazy, like January 6th was not an insurrection, climate change is not an existential threat. As long as you stayed in the right vernacular, we allowed you to play, but it's ours. And the fact that it no longer belongs to them is really, it's everything. You know, they still have Facebook and Google, Amazon and media and Hollywood and NBC and the New York Times, and they still have a lot of things that they can, that they own themselves. But that's not enough. They want everything.
They're like the little kid who brought the baseball or the whatever ball to, to the playground and said, but you're going to play by my rules.
Yeah.
And I win every time.
Exactly.
So you have to play by my rules. And,
exactly.
You know, but you mentioned so many different things there that they're encompassing. And they still have, you know, I think one of the talk show hosts last night was saying it's only one media that they haven't really lost it, because if Elon keeps his word, and I believe he will, you know, he's going to let them say whatever they want.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly, I guess we'll have to have laws against threats and stuff, which we have now. But they can say whatever they want. And he says, go ahead, keep criticizing me. Bring it on. And so he wants freedom. But, you know, the thing that I found curious, and I don't know if you've seen this or not. I'm sure you have because you follow it so closely. Jack Dorsey is endorsing Elon Musk's vision for this platform. He said he rescued it from an impossible situation.
It makes you wonder if someone like Jack Dorsey, who, you know, there's a lot of speculation about who he is. He seems a little bit like an odd duck, but I think most of those tech people are odd. You know, that's what kind of makes them geniuses and kind of makes them who they are.
Right.
But it makes you wonder if Jack Dorsey really did envision it a different way, and it was co-opted by a board. It was co-opted by the left. The left does that to everything. Every institution eventually will become leftist unless it is very clearly designed to be conservative. Otherwise, the left, they get involved in every church, they get involved in every PTA, they get involved in every school board, they get involved in every corporation. You have great American corporations. You know what's as sad as Twitter is? Look at other companies like Disney. You know,
that was
founded by a genius and turned into this amazing family-friendly, not anymore. Now they're adamant about the fact that they want to sexualize your children. And when you tell them you can't do it, they throw a hissy fit. And you say, well, isn't that bizarre that a great company like Disney was taken over by the left? But that's what they do. They took over Facebook just a lot faster. Or Twitter. But that is what the left does. They get involved, and if you don't believe me, just go look at your church council.
you're absolutely correct on that, unfortunately. You know, and Dorsey also said that he's taking it back from Wall Street. And he says this is the correct first step. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with it. I got burned out. I know you're really good at your tweets. I don't know how you've kept up without getting banned. But, you know, I haven't kept up with it because I just got burned out. But I'll probably get back on it and try to be a little more active again. We're also on Trump's new one, and we haven't really been active on that just yet because it pretty much just got started last week or yesterday. But we've got to stand up for truth. People like you, I know you're doing it. I'm trying to do it. But sometimes we cower just a little bit because we don't want to offend somebody. We don't want to get banned. You know, that'll just lose our platform altogether. But if you're not free to speak the truth, and I know you speak the truth, then what difference does the platform make if you're there or not? You know?
Exactly. So. And that is how the left has even co-opted something like the First Amendment, that went from freedom of speech to, well, I have the right to not be offended. But you don't have that right.
No,
and so,
you do not.
And we have a whole growing society that is perpetually offended. They look for reasons to be offended. They go places to be offended so that they can talk about how offended they were. If I say something that you're offended by, probably not my intention. Sometimes it is. But quite frankly, that doesn't curtail my ability to say it. And so that's what we would find. People would say men can't get pregnant. And the trans movement would say that is offensive. And the person who said it would be banned. And you say, well, I don't care if you're offended. First of all, it's the truth.
And it is.
Second of all, I don't care if you're offended by that, because that's not a criteria, but it's become a criteria of speech. Just like freedom of religion used to mean freedom that Congress shall make, you know, no law means, well, if you say a prayer on the 50-yard line, now you get banned. I'm like, well, wait a second. How did that happen? That's what
you know, and I wanted to know who complained, because the majority of that community, I think, was behind this coach. So who was the one that complained? I mean, the school board obviously fired him, but who was it, you know, that complained? And I guess they were offended. And they were claiming then yesterday, and I didn't get to hear all the hearings. I just heard bits and pieces from last night's news host. But one thing was that it might be putting pressure on some of the students, you know, that if they don't go out and join the coach, then they won't get to play the next game or start the next game or something. And I don't think he ever, ever said anything. He didn't ever say, come out and join me. He just went out and he did it after the game, not before the game, which I would think before the game, you pray that nobody gets hurt on either side and blah, blah, blah. But he did it after the game.
Yeah. And again, that's the slippery slope of intentionality when it comes to the, when it comes to our freedoms. And so you see that same idea saying, well, you know, if you allow movies with smoking in it, people may start smoking and we can't have that to happen. And people would say, well, I kind of understand what you're saying. I guess it makes sense, but it's the slippery slope. If you allow someone to do this, that could mean that other people feel compelled to do it. And after a while, the adults in the room have to say, but that's not what it means. And you're not allowed to have your fear or your hatred of religion become a catalyst to prevent other people from exercising their constitutional rights. You know, we see that if you allow movies with guns in them, well, you know, that's how our school shooters happen. And you say, but that's really not the case. But it doesn't matter. They're going to use this, and this is what the left also does. They will use our values, our Christian, and I mean that in the largest sense, because I even include our Jewish friends in that.
Absolutely.
They will use our modern values of compassion and understanding against us. And they will say, well, Beth Ann, come on, you don't want to start another school shooting, so of course you won't allow those commercials to air. And because they know Beth Ann is a good person, and they know she'll think about it, and but that's using our values against us. That's the danger we face with the postmodern and the post-Christian world, and that's what we see with speech all the time. Well, if I allow you to say that, the next thing you know, and nope, that's not true. We can't allow those false arguments to dictate our freedoms.
You know, we went, you're younger than I am, so we went from when I was a kid, and of course they ended up you know, breaking up Ma Bell, but you couldn't curse on the phone. And now we've got these crazy phone numbers that are all about soliciting. I'm just gonna put it that way. You know, so we've gone from one extreme to the other, and they give your phone number out, so you can't hardly stop them from coming. I'm getting horrible texts. I don't know where they're coming from. I mean, I delete them. I don't look at them. And you know, they think I'm somebody else. I know. But it's, you know, we've gone from that extreme to this other. And it is that in and of itself is something's wrong with that picture. They don't want parents to have freedom over their children to raise them as they think they should. But, you know, they want freedom to do with whatever they want to do with your children. And, you know, so, yeah, freedom of speech is important. And I want to talk about the oil industry when we come back. You've got some news on that, and I want to talk about that. I want you to educate the listeners when you come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Power of the Futures, Daniel Turner. Visit powerthefuture.com. Support this young man. Support him in what he's doing. He's boots on the ground fighting for the future of this nation in the energy realm. And we can see right now how important that is, because it's ruling all our lives. And we'll be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. He's a sponsor of the show. Without him, we wouldn't be here. I encourage you to visit his website, powerofthefuture.com. It's powerofthefuture.com. Donate to him if you can. Let's keep this man working for us, because that's what he's really doing. Well, the oil prices and the gas pump keeps going up. The prices at the gas pump keep going up. But what can you tell us? Is there any hope for the future?
Oh,
are we going to see this get worse? I'm pretty sure it will before it gets better. But what do you think?
Yeah, I'm not very hopeful about the immediate future. Even the next few years, I'm not particularly hopeful for. We're at the point now that we've grown comfortable with oil around $95 a barrel. I think it just broke 100. And the administration, of course, will say, well, it's not 130 like it was a couple of weeks ago. So it has come down. And yes, prices have come down. Oil prices have come down. Gas prices haven't. But I'm not particularly confident that we will see the days of $55 barrel in oil and $2 gas anytime soon.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I have an article here from Kevin Roberts and Derek Morgan. They're actually writing. This was from the Daily Signal. And they were the takeaways they were coming out was that it's really intentional, that they want to inflict pain on the American people. And I believe that is true. They want us to finally just say, oh, we give up. We'll buy something electric, or we'll ride our bicycles and our roller skates or whatever it takes, you know. But I don't know that the American people are going to give up, because, as they point out here, most Americans can't afford to live like billionaires. We can't afford a Tesla. We can't afford those things. And even though those who can, you still have to have the fossil fuel to create those vehicles. And people don't get that.
That's the biggest lie about the green movement, is this idea that we can get rid of fossil fuels if we were to switch to wind and solar and electric vehicles. And they never admit the fact that those products are made from fossil fuels and always will be made from fossil fuels, but also the millions of other products that are made from fossil fuels that we don't have replacements for. We don't know how to make rubber without oil at this point. We could try to probably make something from cotton. Maybe we'll come up with something with algae. I don't know, but we haven't yet. And so if we punish ourselves now like we're doing, we're just making all these things more expensive. And the biggest indicator of that, which consumers are feeling, is in food prices.
Yes.
It's a real miracle how we've taken this crude from the ground, which really is just sludge. When you see crude oil, it's almost amazing to think someone figured out, huh, we could do something with this, right? If we could turn it into something, and they didn't just ignore. I mean, we've known about crude oil for thousands of years. We've known about it for forever, and we've ignored it until not long ago, and smart people realized we could do something with it. But how amazing that one step beyond that is, they realized they could turn it into fertilizer, and they could turn it into pesticides, and they could help expand the amount of food we produce. And we have. But now that fossil fuels are expensive, food is really expensive, and packaging is really expensive. And, of course, transportation of that food is really expensive. And food prices are up huge, bigly, as our former president would say. And, yeah. And if you're a regular American family of four that makes, on average, $52,000 a year, a 40% increase in groceries is not sustainable. It's not, you know, you can't, if gas prices are through the roof, eventually you and your family will sit down and say, okay, well, we're not driving to go see grandma. We're not doing this. We'll carpool with the neighbors to take the kids to school. You'll make some accommodations because gas prices are so high, but you have to eat. And at a certain point, when everything is so expensive, what do people turn to? Sadly, the course of history has told us they turn to violence. Hungry people are not peaceful, and I hate to think we're headed in that direction. But when the president was last asked about a food shortage, he just shrugged his shoulders and said, "Yep, there's going to be food shortages."
Yeah,
that was it.
Good
there
luck.
Was no Marshall Plan. There was no "I am on this. We are gonna do everything in our power." Nope. You just said, well, there's going to be food shortages. And so when you say, Bethann, it's deliberate, yes.
I believe I am resigned.
I'm resigned to say that this is all very, very deliberate.
I'm tired of everybody saying incompetence. I believe that Biden and Kamala are incompetent, but I believe they're not the ones calling the shots. We can see that in their speeches. I mean, you know, I can't believe she did so bad on space with her speech, because she's got a lot of space between her ears. She should be an authority on space, right? And I can get away with that because I'm female, so I can say that. But, you know, it's, you know, we know that they aren't running the show.
Yeah.
But those that are doing this intentionally, and they've got to bring this country down. My old boss used to say, they've got to take this nation down to a third world status, because they can't bring the rest of them up to our status.
Yes.
And that's what I think they're doing.
I agree with that. And the only way we were going to get this Green New Deal
is if the people demanded it. And the only reason why people would demand it is if the current situation, the current situation was not working. But the current situation was working. We've all noticed that, right? And we've tried the climate fear for 50 years now, and it's never worked.
They've told many predictions that never happened, and people are going, wait a minute.
and that's why I was so disappointed I didn't get to call in on Friday. I was on a plane. I was using as much fossil fuels as possible because it was Earth Day. And,
it was.
And I had so many of the Earth Day predictions that they haven't just come a little bit wrong. They've come like very, very, very wrong. Like, case in point, not to get too deviated, was our beloved former president, Barack Obama, probably the most divisive and probably the most dangerous president we've had. Biden is a terrible president, but it really started with Obama.
Yes.
But he did tweet how now more than ever, the crisis is more severe than ever before. It's always those sort of fear mongering. We're running out of time. And I would just love to have a real journalist say, you've been saying this since you first came on the public stage in 2003, right? It is now 2022. So in those 19 years, can you point to anything that is significantly worse because of climate change? And not the whole, well, there are storms and tornadoes, and of course there's always going to be tornadoes and hurricanes.
But and they do more destruction because we have, you know, cities in their way. It's not because they're doing more destruction. It's because we've put these in their way. And I'm not saying get rid of the cities. I'm just saying that's why we see more destruction. But yet he built his new home right there on the coast. You know, if the ocean is rising, wouldn't he have wanted to go build that mansion on a mountain?
If the ocean is rising, wouldn't the bank have charged him a higher premium for maybe he doesn't need a mortgage when you have Barack Obama's money? Maybe he pays cash. but that's the biggest lie about the climate stuff is that if Wall Street is always going to, you know, they're always going to tell you what they believe based upon their spending. And if the banks really believed that these houses were at risk of flooding from climate change, imminent risk, then a 30-year loan would have really, really, really high premiums because it's likely you're 30 years from now, your home is going to be underwater. And I'm not going to lend you $40 million to buy a house in Martha's Vineyard if I think it's going to be underwater in six. But the banks don't think that because they all know it's a big joke.
I don't know. I hear the music. I don't know what you thought, but when he came on stage a week and a half, 2 weeks ago there at the White House to commemorate and celebrate the 12th year of Obamacare, I saw Strutton Peacock taking over the stage and pushing the President of the United States in the background. It was abhorrent, in my opinion, and that's all I saw was a Strutton Peacock that wants the focus on him. I hear the music. We are heading into the break. And when we come back, we'll be in our final segment, Fastest Hour of the Day, Daniel. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann and Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. Go to powerofthefuture.com, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno-150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno-150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel, I have an announcement. There, Rudy was watching things online while we were talking. He says there's 8,600 people watching Johnny Depp and 81 people watching Blinken, Secretary Blinken. Personally, I wouldn't watch either one of them, but it's just...
Oh, boy.
Is that telling? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, thought I'd share that with you. I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah, every time I see Blinken and speak, I'm not really filled with confidence. I don't know, something about this administration and their presence just doesn't inspire. Well, you know what? It does inspire. It inspires Iran to continue to create nuclear weapons. It inspires North Korea to launch missiles. It inspires Russia to invade. So there is something inspirational about this administration's foreign policy, but just for the wrong guys.
And I'm going to just make an observation, and I say it every time he comes on, but A.G. Garland, he looks like a possum. And you can't trust a possum. I'm just saying, a possum is a rodent, and you can't trust a possum.
No. And look, even the Attorney General last week when he announced that they're going to try to challenge the mask mandate on planes. Now, as someone who has flown multiple times a week all through the pandemic, I never got accustomed to wearing a mask on a plane. It was incredibly inconvenient. It was incredibly stifling and sweaty. And also it was incredibly stupid because we were able to take them off to drink, but then you had to put it right back on. So the fact that the Attorney General said, well, we're going to challenge this because he's worried about the, he was worried about the authority of the CDC being compromised. And the response to that is, so the mask mandate is about authority. You're not challenging it on science. You're not challenging it on public health.
you're challenging it on the fact that you think the CDC should be able to say what it wants and enforce laws, and no one should be able to question that. And you're going to use the power of the Attorney General's office?
You know,
to make sure that Dr. Fauci tells us what to do? Boy, I don't want to live in that country.
And I saw some conservatives. Well, one of them's not a conservative, and I cannot remember his name right now, but he was on with Trey Gowdy on Sunday evening. And they thought that this judge made a mistake. And I'm going, what are you talking about? You know, and it doesn't make any sense. It does. The masks don't work. They've already said that over and over again, and yet they want to continue down this. And by the way, you can't have a mask without fossil fuel, just so you know.
No. And that's why there was a very funny statistic that the White House has been circulating as well. I don't know who did the polling, but a poll showed that the majority of Americans want a mask mandate on planes.
They do not.
Now, like I said, I don't know who did the polling. I don't know their data.
Maybe it was that guy that put his goggles on and his ear things on and a mask, because I guess the virus can get in your ears as well as in your eyes and up your nose and mouth. So I'm not sure why he just didn't have what they call it, a hazmat suit or whatever,
exactly,
however they pronounce
well,
that. Why didn't he just walk in with that? You know, it's like, but you're the one who looks foolish.
Yeah. Even if there is some truth to that the majority of quote-unquote Americans want it, like I said, I've been traveling this whole time, and I've been on 7 flights since the mask mandate was repealed. I can tell you, in terms of experience, that the majority of flyers don't want a mask mandate, because every flight I have been on since the mandate was repealed, I have not seen one flight attendant, and I would say 90 to 95% of the flight is not wearing a mask. So if they say, well, the majority of Americans want it, that's fine. But the people who are actually on the plane don't want it, and I can prove it to you because they're not wearing a mask.
Well, so and when they announced it on that airline that day, you know, they were all, yay! And the majority of them took their masks off. I didn't see anyone in camera shot that left it on, but I didn't hone in on it. But
And we're hitting all the same themes, which is very interesting when it comes to the Attorney General, when it comes to the mandates and Fauci, when it comes to energy, when it comes to Twitter. There is the same theme that unites this really interesting conversation that I love having with you all the time. It's so good to talk to you. But the theme that unites it all is this love of authority. And it's the left's love of telling other people what they can and cannot do, what they can and cannot say. That is their biggest threat. And that is why we fought a revolution, quite frankly.
Amen.
Freedom has a scary prospect to it. And people who are afraid of freedom want to take away yours rather than just compromise their own. And if people are afraid of COVID, terrible fear, maybe even irrational fear, but terrible regardless. But that doesn't mean I don't have the right to not wear a mask. And if you're afraid of free speech, then that doesn't mean I don't have the right to not say what I want. And people who live in fear love authoritarians because it's a sense of security and safety. It's that Ben Franklin quote, right? Never, oh, I'm going to butcher it, Beth Ann, but
that's okay.
If you compromise liberty for security, you will end up with neither or something like that.
You deserve neither. Security or liberty. And I think that's what America has done. You and I don't want it, but you know, they've set it up, and this is probably a topic for another show, but they've set it up in just about every industry where you've got to have some kind of subsidy or tax deduction or whatever. You've got to, you know, hang on to that apron string of the government. And that's never the way it was intended. D.C. is not there to dictate over us. We're supposed to be governed locally. And they've got their hand in everything, including our energy realm. And they are dictating what we can, when we can and cannot do it. And private industry is still the best way to go in America.
private industry and the power of our states. And there needs to be a growing coalition. I think Governor DeSantis has proven that. And I think there are some other very good ones who don't get nearly the credit they deserve. But Governor Lee in Tennessee, Governor Abbott in Texas, there's a number, a growing number of governors who are standing up for the sovereignty of their states. Because we are the United States of America. We are not the subsidiaries of Washington, D.C. America. And the federal government overreach is just out of control. And so the fact that many governors are saying, you know, you don't get to tell my state what we can and cannot do. You don't get to tell private businesses what you can and cannot do. We do need more of that. We don't need a quote-unquote revolution. We just need a renewal of the way our country is supposed to work and supposed to function. And that doesn't mean people like Dr. Fauci get to tell us how we live our lives.
You know, I'd be okay if he moved away. if he moved into the basement with Biden whenever they run for office again. Thank you, Daniel. We're out of time. I hear the music. I'm going to encourage everyone, go to powerthefuture.com. Support my sponsors. That's how we stay here. And Daniel has been very loyal to us, and I appreciate that so much, Daniel. And appreciate your boots on the ground. I know you have to travel a lot, And I pray for you as you do that. And maybe we'll see you on Friday. We'll be back on Friday.
I'll be on a plane, unfortunately.
On Friday, you'll be on a plane. Well, that's okay, because I know you're working. And that's what we have to do, and I'm going to have to say it. We've all got to work together, like Daniel is, to bring America home. God bless you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.